welcome in here on 1400 KJFF. We're out here at Jefferson College for the weekly Viking Voices show, getting back on track after missing next week. But we're here and ready. We'll be talking a little bit of volleyball as well as previewing the women's basketball game tonight against Southwest Illinois College. We'll have that on the listening airwaves for you. Tip off beginning at 6:30. But first, Jefferson College, on the volleyball side of things, they have an All-American, a second-team All-American, Miss Kayla Yanger, and just on the freshman team. And Kayla, how does that feel, knowing that you had the coaches and everything just vote you in as one of the best freshmen across the whole country?
It feels really good that coaches have voted for me, because I always try to work my hardest on the court and off. So for them to vote for me, it was really exciting, because I know, like, my whole life has been volleyball, and I always try to do my best, and I know that that's a really good honor to have a second-team All-American team.
Yeah, does it feel pretty rewarding then, knowing that, hey, man, since I was, like, you know, teenager, you know, even younger than that, I've been working towards this, and then you get some recognition as one of the best freshmen at the junior college level?
Yeah, it's really rewarding, because it's just so, like, I'm happy that it happened, because I always want to do my best, and having this, it just makes me go forward and work even harder in the future.
Yeah, so what types of things do you think you did real well? I mean, obviously you were great at the attacking the net, leading the team in kills and things of that nature. So did you expect to do this well in your first season?
I knew, like, the whole team, like, we had really good girls, and I did expect that we could go really far. And I know, like, everyone had their part to play, and it was a really good season for us.
Yeah, yeah. Talk a little bit more about the team in the season. Obviously, you know, tough injury down the stretch, the setter going out. But how was the season as a whole, your first year playing college volleyball?
It was really well, and we played so many amazing teams, and it just made us better. And throughout the season, like, it was really hard to get over injuries and get over other things that was going on. But we worked hard as a team, and I think that was the best out of the whole, like, years.
Yeah, and Kayla, you know, you had a great experience through that first year, but it's not your only year here. You'll be back again next year for a sophomore season. And what types of things are you going to try to focus on improving getting into next year?
I'm going to get more, and I will work out over the summer and over the winter, and we'll have a spring season, and I probably want to do better on my blocking and just at putting my shots down and being smart with where I put the ball.
Yeah, are there, like, specific workouts that you'll do in the off season that kind of, you know, cater towards those strengths?
We'll lift, and we will play, obviously, volleyball, and then we will start doing conditioning and running a lot more.
Yeah, but I bet you probably gave yourself a little bit of a break afterwards, right? Rest that body up?
Yeah, I had to rest my body a little bit, but I'm going to get back into the swing of things, like, during break for Christmas and then in the spring season.
Yeah, is it pretty rigorous, the routine that you put yourself through and that the team goes through?
Yeah, it's really hard since we have to max out and we have to run. And we'll be sore, but that's something that we have to get over, and we'll be even better in the fall and then next year.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a mindset thing then, huh? Kind of overcoming it?
Yeah, we have to overcome any soreness, any type of, like, situations where we're in. But if we do that, then we'll be an even better team next year.
I imagine with the workouts, you kind of focus when you do the lifting, it's a lot of legs.
Yes, a lot of legs, it's just a lot of reps of squats and all that things.
Yeah, you can kind of get that vertical up, get a little higher above the net, right?
Yes, I do need to work on my vertical too, so that'll really help.
Awesome, Kayla. But as a student as well, because obviously that's what you're here for as well, to get an education and to get things going on that right path, you guys have finals week this week, correct?
Yes, we did have finals week this week. It's going well. I have one more final tomorrow, and then it's break for me.
Yeah. What class do you have your final in tomorrow?
I have English tomorrow, and then the whole week it was psychology, history, and math, and it's been going well. I've been studying a lot.
Yeah, this is kind of your first experience, though, with the whole collegiate level and the finals and things. It's kind of a whole different animal than high school, huh?
Yeah, it's really hard sometimes to put sports in with doing school. So, like, it's since when volleyball was starting, it was hard a little bit because I have to manage my time better. But since volleyball's been over, I've been putting in my homework in on time and studying more. But it just, that's how it goes in college and playing sports.
Yeah, so it was just kind of a learning curve for you to start with the time management and things of that nature.
Yeah.
You learn anything about yourself entering into college in terms of your ability to manage time and things like that?
Yeah, I definitely learned that it is really important to do stuff early and not wait till the last minute and just to put more time into my work instead of just like volleyball and like hanging out with people and having social and being with people. So it got better as the volleyball ended, so I was doing better.
Think you're more equipped for it next year, next fall when it comes around with volleyball season?
Yeah, I'll definitely have like a year under my belt, so I'll know what to do and how to focus on studying and all that stuff.
Right on. I want to go back to the volleyball court and your recognition on being an All-American on the second team. That's awesome. What type of role did your teammates play in your ability and your success this season?
It definitely was not just me who did that. It's just everyone had their part, and we needed a setter and we need passers, and that's how I strive on hitting, so it's not just me doing that. So they had a big part in giving me the sets and getting perfect passes every time.
Yeah, and how about the coaching staff? You know, Coach Steiger, did she do a good job in terms of motivating you and things like that to get you know, to consistently start or consistently improve?
Yes, Coach Steiger did really help all of us out, and she did make us so much better at the end because she made us stronger, and she always does, and she's been doing that from the beginning of the preseason.
Yeah, exactly. And so what is your outlook for the team next year? Obviously, you'll be losing some of the sophomores as well, but you'll yourself will be a sophomore
Yeah.
and a few others, and then you'll get a whole new class. What's your outlook for the season next year? I know it's still early, but
Yeah. Next year we will have more girls coming in, or we'll have girls coming in, and we already have some coming in already. And it is really upsetting to know that there are a lot of sophomores graduating, but we're gonna get a good group of girls for next year, and they'll work their hearts out to play on that court too.
yeah, do you kind of look to take on a little bit of a leadership role in the team next year as the upperclassmen?
Yes, I'll definitely try talking more to everyone and being a leader. But we have so many girls that could do that also, so it won't probably just be me. It'll probably be every other sophomore like on the court that'll help too.
Yeah. So, Kayla, going back a little bit about yourself, you excited to head back home here for the holiday season, see some family and friends?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see my family. I have a big family. We're just gonna be hanging out, and a lot of the times I'm just at home with my family, and then I'll be with my other family for Christmas and New Year's Eve, so I'm really excited to see all my cousins and aunts and uncles.
Yeah, did any of them have an opportunity to come out and watch you play at all this year?
Some of them on my yeah, some people in my family did come, and they went to our just like one game because most of them work and stuff, so it's hard for them to
Yeah,
get
it's a long
out.
trip.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. And it's my understanding that going back home with you and a couple teammates with you on the team back over in Belleville, right, with Tony and Allie?
Yes, they are both up in Belleville with me, so I've known them for my whole life, so they've helped me out a lot this year.
Yeah, and Tony will be graduating, but how big of a role did she play in kind of getting you to come to JeffCo?
She played a big role. She told me how it was, and it was really good for her, and she did so well these 2 years, and like I want to be like strive like that, 'cause I've had play with her for the last 6 years, and she's helped me a lot this year to be a have a big role next year as well. So she's the person I looked up to like before I came here too.
Yeah, right on, very cool. And then how about Allie? You said beforehand that you'd known her since what, 11 years old, is that right?
Yeah, I played two sports with Allie. I played basketball and volleyball. We played basketball like her dad coached us, so I played on their team, and then we played at West, and then she played for my volleyball club. And we've just been playing for the past 7 years together, so having her for another year, it'll be sad next year because that'll be the last year I play with her.
Yeah, but hey, enjoy it. You still got a full season to play with her, right?
Yes, and can't wait to play next year with like all my freshmen, and
Yeah,
yeah.
was it pretty cool to during that recruiting process in high school to kind of know that you had, you know, a friend of yours that you've grown up with right there with you experiencing that same thing?
Yes, it definitely was, 'cause I knew she was going there before, 'cause like when I was still like I didn't know where I was going, but knowing her like going there, like I can have somebody to like go to with everything, and she was really really big help also. Always help like she always helps me out.
Yeah, so you guys are pretty good friends then, I guess is suffice to say.
Yeah, we're really good friends, and it was really strong when we came, but I know it'll good things will come to end next year. I'll probably have to get won't see her for a while.
Hey, it's not the negative stuff, right? The positive. You still got one more year to play with her and the rest of your teammates as well. And when does the team, do you guys do a lot of stuff together in the off-season workout, or is it kind of more independence type stuff and then you meet up later on?
It's more independent when we go lift and stuff, but whoever we live with, we're mostly in there, and then we will get together once in a while to either like study or to just go out to eat or something, and we really are really close to each one another.
Yeah, so when do practices kind of pick up again? Is it more in the summertime? Is that kind of when you guys start get things going again to prepare for the season, really rev things up?
Yeah, in the spring we practice, and I think we play in a tournament, and then we'll have summer off, I think, and then we'll pick it up in the preseason again with practicing before the fall season.
Okay. In the spring, do the incoming freshmen get a chance to play later on in that, or is that a little beforehand?
I think that's a little beforehand, but I really don't know.
Okay. All right. So I imagine then you didn't play in that last year then, right?
No.
Awesome. Awesome. So in the preseason, when things get going, is it what types of things, you know, do you guys do to kind of work with the freshmen? Like, what types of things do you think that you do to kind of build that bond a little bit?
Well, probably to build a bond with the freshmen, we'll probably just be around each other a lot because we run 2 miles every day for preseason for 2 weeks, and we'll have 2 days of practice until school starts. So we'll become really close together, and we'll probably be more, it'll be more togetherness next year too.
Okay, so it's definitely kind of more of a natural process then, huh?
Yeah, we'll get the hang of each other. And I know someone who's like coming here too, so I'll get to know her too.
Awesome. All right. How did, from the Belleville area?
Oh, Belleville. Yeah, it's around there.
Awesome. So it's kind of cool to see a little bit of a pipeline, knowing, hey, that, you know, Tony kind of helped you and Allie get here, and then now you played a little bit of a role as well in getting her to come.
Yeah, she was going to come here for a while, so I knew that she was, so we'll see her next year though, so I can't wait.
Yeah, excited then. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Kayla, anything else you want to add in terms of people you might want to thank, or just you know, your final thoughts on being recognized on the all freshman second team in the all American?
I just want to thank all the coaches I had that like got me here today, and that thanks to the other coaches who watch me play and know that I work hard for everything that I do for volleyball.
Hey, Kayla, thanks very much for taking some time out of your day to talk with us, and best of luck in the off season in terms of getting ready, and go home, enjoy the break from school, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, that's Kayla Yanger. She was selected to the All-American second team, or the freshman All-American second team in NJCAA, joining us here on the Viking Voices show. We'll switch gears, talk some Jeffco women's basketball. We come back here on 1400 KJFF. Welcome back into 1400 KJFF, back here on the Viking Voices show. Joined now with the basketball side by sophomore Dominique Jennings. And Dominique, how are we doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Even fine with finals week coming up still? Or I guess it's right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Tomorrow. I have 2 finals left.
Yeah, did you have any earlier this week?
Yeah, Monday. 2 finals Monday.
Two finals.
In bio and psychology.
Well, at least it
back
was.
Back-to-back.
Back to back. I mean, at least it was, you know, kind of spread out to where it was Monday and Thursday, you know, you know, imagine if you had 2 today, 2 on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been no good. But you're a sophomore, so you've been through the loop before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dominique, you guys 5-4 on the season, just got done with the Three Rivers Classic, and got back on the winning track. How was that? Nice to see you in that game Saturday against the Missouri Baptist JV team.
I felt like we could have did way much better, you know. I feel like the energy wasn't there. But even though we won by 10 points, we could have blew them out. Mm-hmm. So
what types of things does your team need to do tonight to kind of get that energy back from start to finish?
Well, the first 5 need to start off with energy, and we need to run up and down on the court because we lack at that. And we just need to talk. Communication is the key, so.
Yeah, and I've spoken with a few of the players so far throughout, with, you know, Janae, Tanner, and Shannon, and things of that nature. And what are the messages that they've kind of resonated throughout the season has been just kind of getting that gelling together and everything, and game by game kind of looking to improve. Is that kind of how you've looked at it too, where, you know, you're just looking to try to keep gelling and getting better each game?
Yeah, each game, like, you can't, like, just think of it like, it's hard to explain, but you got to take it step by step. You got to take it quarter by quarter. You can't look at it four quarters. You got to take it each one by 10 minutes, then the next 10 minutes, then the next 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah, so increments. So then you don't think too far ahead in anything and don't get that pressure type deal, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Dominique, how about yourself? How would you assess that your play this year? It's your sophomore year.
I feel like I can do way much better than this year. I feel like last year I did much better, but I blame it on myself because I can be in a gym doing more or whatever, but obvious the schoolwork has not been keeping me in the gym or whatever, extra time like besides practicing or whatever. But I feel like I can do better and I will progress throughout the season. It's just the beginning of the season, so.
Yeah, exactly. You still got plenty of season left. Yeah, you're doing fine, too. And looking at your stats and things of that nature, I wouldn't say that you're not playing well by any means. I think you're definitely playing solidly.
But me as a person, like, I feel like I can do way much better.
Yeah, type of person where it's like, your own biggest critic, right?
Yeah.
You got to critique yourself in order to improve.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so tonight, obviously, you guys got SWIC coming in. Do you know much about them, or is it kind of more you guys focus on what you're going to do?
We don't know too much about SWIC. We only know one player from SWIC, and I think she's a post player, and she's left-handed, and I'm left-handed as well, so it might be like a little competition or whatever.
Yeah.
But we don't know too much about SWIC, but my old teammate that I used to play basketball with in high school for 4 years, she played for SWIC, so hopefully, be some type of reunited.
Yeah,
on the court or something.
Yeah, so have a little bit more of an idea of what they play like, right?
Yeah,
and that gives you an advantage.
Yeah, and it give her, it give her a advantage as well because she know what I do, So we've been hooping together going on like 6 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of different this year.
Is it kind of a fun little battle with it too, though, at the same time?
Yeah, at the same time, but it's all business.
All business until after the game, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got to get on the winning edge of it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and Dominique, if I'm not mistaken, you're a transfer this year, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so just kind of how's been the first year of the program playing for Coach Jarvis?
It's been pretty different. Like, he's different compared to my other coaches. Like, he don't talk as much, but I know what he wants and what he expect or whatever, what he expects or whatever, but he's different from my other coaches. I mean, all the coaches ain't the same, so.
Yeah, in a good way, though, I imagine,
yeah,
right?
In a good way, not in a bad way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he likes to run, too, as well, on the basketball court.
He loves to run.
is that something you like to do as well on the court? You like to run up and down the floor, or would you rather play that more slow-tempo game?
No, I'd rather for it to be fast. Like, I'm used to it, no, I'd rather for it to be fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus, you get more chance at more rebounds, get some points as well, right? So it's just going to help your stat sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dominique talked a little bit about school, and you mentioned you're a little undecided on what you want to do in terms of after this. But have you started looking at your options for what you're going to do after you graduate from JeffCo here?
Yeah. I'm going – well, hopefully I want to go into the healthcare field because all my life, like, I enjoy helping people for some reason. I don't know why, but I just enjoy helping people, and I feel like the healthcare field would be perfect for me. But I'm still undecided. But after I graduate in the summertime, I will – well, I really don't know if I want – it depends, like, if I get a scholarship because I don't know if I want to play basketball after this or not because I'm focusing on, my schoolwork and this and that. And hopefully I go to TSU.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Tennessee.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a good thing that you like to help people. We could use more of those people out there in the world.
Yeah.
Exactly. To give back and everything like that, especially in the healthcare field. Do you kind of feel like being an athlete kind of correlated with your desire to kind of go into the healthcare field maybe in terms of, hey, you may have suffered injuries at some point yourself and then been kind of helped out in a way?
Yeah. Like, it had been times like I just recently messed up my toe or whatever and I, set out. Well, I like rest, I can't get the words out. But, okay, I just recently messed up my toe or whatever. And like, I know like how to, not put pressure on it and this and that. I know how to, work it. And it's hard to explain.
Yeah, but
it come in some certain way, you know.
Uh-huh, absolutely. And you want to be able to take that knowledge that you've kind of learned and be able to help it with other people as well.
Yeah, and from my previous teammates, like, when they got hurt or whatever, I was there for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to be, but, you know, I was there, you know. Oh, what you need, this and that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's very cool, Dominique. Let's get to know about your current teammates a little bit more, huh? Have a little fun with it. Do you live out here on campus?
Yeah.
Awesome. Who are your roommates?
Alexis, Destiny, and Simone.
All right. Who's the chef in the building? Are you guys eat out?
I know. We always cook.
You always cook. Do you have to rotate?
It's between me. No.
Okay.
It's between me and
Destiny. No, not everyone can, huh?
Yeah. It's between me and Destiny.
Yeah, who's better between you and Destiny?
I say myself.
Yeah, yourself?
Of course.
I think a while back I asked Janae who might have been who she thought was the best chef on the team, and she said herself.
Herself?
Yeah,
really?
She said herself. She said she made the best spaghetti or something.
Yeah, she have, but we haven't really haven't really been having like team dinners or whatever. We only had like one time.
Okay. Okay. So she's saying that she's the best. You gotta take it with a grain of salt,
together.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay. So you got it the best, at least in your apartment, right?
Yeah, my apartment.
Awesome. Awesome. What types of things are you guys pretty competitive with each other as well? The basketball team and your teammates or your roommates, like with your free time stuff, or is it more kind of laid back and have more of a good time?
It's more of a laid back, you know, everybody go their separate ways off the court or whatever. But sometimes, like, on the weekends, we'll try to get together and, you know, just chill, talk about the games, this and that, you know, try to relate in some type of way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So between your roommates and everything, is there a fight with the TV? Is there a fight with what's on?
Oh, no.
No?
We have our own TVs in our own room.
Oh, okay.
It's not like that we have a TV out
in the living room or anything. Okay, okay. Very cool. So let's get into the pop culture a little bit. What are your shows?
You know what? I don't really watch TV shows because we don't have cable.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
But I love Family Guy. I love going to sleep to Family Guy, like animation TV shows.
So you're one of the
American
people that
Dad.
like to fall asleep with the TV
on,
huh?
American Dad.
Yeah.
Family Guy.
Yeah, there you go. You like the noise in the background with falling asleep like that with that? Because I've always kind of wondered, because I know so many people that like to fall asleep with the TV on. Myself, it's like I need it to be silent, otherwise
what, like, it brings back like the home feeling.
Okay.
You know? So that's why.
Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Very, very cool. And so, Dominique, want to get back to the basketball game tonight, you know, to ask you about the energy and what you guys need to bring in there forward. But about this team, the free throw shooting, I know talking with Coach Jarvis mentioned that's something that he'd like you guys to improve on as well. So has that been something that you guys have been taking extra reps on or anything?
Yeah, like me and Lex have been, you know, it's been a couple of us. We come to the gym and get some shots off or whatever, but we're still working on it.
Mm-hmm. Is it nice to finally have a home game back again?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, because the last time it's been, 2 weeks, I think, since before the Thanksgiving break, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yep,
yeah, did you have a nice holiday break? Did you get a chance to go home?
Yeah, I got a chance to go home. It was nice seeing my family.
Yeah, yeah. But are you excited to head back there for the Christmas break here in a little bit?
Not really.
No?
No.
You had your fair share of family time during Thanksgiving break?
Yeah, so I'm not really excited.
Excited to get a little rest, at least?
Yeah, that too. But I feel like this is the time to – I don't have school, nothing, just the end of semester. This is the time to improve in basketball.
Yeah, to really get to work then, really put that on the sole focus, not to worry about the extracurricular type stuff and the education side of things, right?
Yep.
The fun part, the basketball.
Yeah, awesome. Just basketball.
Awesome. Hey, Dominique, anything else you'd like to add about the game tonight before I let you go?
No.
Awesome. Hey, well, thanks very much for taking some time out of it. We look forward to seeing you out there tonight and hopefully getting the W against Southwestern Illinois.
Yep.
That's sophomore Dominique Jennings joining us here on the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF. We'll be back and speak with the head coach of the Vikings coming up next. That's Coach Steve Jarvis right here on KJF. Welcome back in here to 1400 KJFF here on the Viking Voices show. We're joined now by the head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings Coach Steve Jarvis. And Coach, talked to you over the phone last week, but I don't think I asked you how your holiday break went. Did you have a nice break?
Yeah, it was good. You know, uneventful. That's the way I like them.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, did you eat well, though, at least?
Yeah,
good family meal.
Too much, yeah.
Yeah, too much. Hey, did you join the players on the court? Did you run it out?
probably not as much as I should have. Right? So, yeah.
All right, Coach. So you guys just got done with the Three Rivers Classic over in Poplar Bluff. Went 1-1 in that. Just what were your thoughts from those two games?
Well, we came out and we were up and down against Arkansas Baptist. I mean, we kind of got a slow start again, but kind of dug back in it and got right there and just couldn't kind of get over the hump to take the lead and pull away, and then, you know, had to foul down the stretch, and they kind of stretched the lead out. They made their free throws, but we knew exactly kind of what the game was going to be. You know, they pressured us a lot, and the turnover bug was kind of our Achilles heel there. We turned it over 35 times, so it's hard to win when you turn it over that much and lose that many possessions. But we came back the next day against Missouri Baptist and did some things better. We got a chance to get everybody in the game, and probably didn't take it as handily as we would like to have, but again, we got a chance to play everybody, and that was good.
Nice to see them be able to bounce back like that in less than 24 hours right. To get a victory.
Right, right. We, you know, that's the way it's going to be come region tournament time, so it's good to get a couple of those back-to-back situations in, and we'll have that coming up over Christmas break between Christmas and New Year's when we go to Mineral Area to their classic. And we have a scheduling situation where we play Greenville JV here at home on a Friday and then go and play Iowa Western that Saturday evening and travel. So, you know, that'll be a tough situation for us. But, you know, again, it's a chance to get that tough back-to-back game and see and prepare us for February.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really what it's all about, getting to that region time and playing your best basketball there. Coach, I remember speaking with you last week, and we talked a lot about doing a better job at limiting fouls on the perimeter in terms of getting into foul trouble and things of that nature. Obviously, you mentioned that you had to play the foul game late in the Arkansas Baptist game, but outside of that, did you see an improved
effort?
Yeah,
we did a little better job with that, and, you know, finding the ball and not fouling was our two things we were trying to focus on, and we did a better job of that. We did a better job, especially in the Missouri Baptist game, with that. So, you know, that's continued to be a focus. You know, like I said, the pressure in the Arkansas Baptist game hurt us a little bit, and we need to take care of the ball. And it wasn't, you know, even in the pressure, it's kind of just decision making is primarily what it is. And we've got to pass the ball quicker and understand the kind of situation. But, you know, that's what we're going to see come region time. So that's a good game to try to get us to work on that.
Yeah, Coach, how about the free throw shooting?
You know, it's still probably not where we want it to be. You know, we didn't knock them down like we would have liked to. In the Arkansas Baptist game, that would have helped us come along a little bit better there. But, you know, it's still a focus that we have every day. So hopefully we keep working on and become a little better shooters.
Yeah, looking over at the game tonight, you guys got Southwestern Illinois College. Just how much background information do you have on them?
Well, it's, you know, they kind of came out of the gates really slow and struggled a little bit, but they've won three of their last four. Got a road win just on Monday night. So, you know, we expect them to kind of – they've kind of been low scoring, so, you know, they're kind of defensive minded. They got a post player that we were talking to last year, recruiting to, and a high school teammate of Shannon Triplett, and, you know, she's been scoring pretty well for them, so we'll have to be focused on her a little bit tonight too. But, you know, we want to get up and down the court. We want to, again, keep them from getting the ball to the basket, and hopefully we can kind of make some easy chances for us and score the basketball. That's one of the things that we've kind of struggled a little bit is this streak that we've lost these games. We haven't scored the basketball like we did early on.
Coach, you mentioned that this is kind of more of a defensive-minded team. In order to combat that, is a lot of it kind of focused in on your defense as well and trying to get forcing turnovers and kind of more transition baskets?
Yeah, we want to get some transition baskets. And, you know, we focused a lot this last week on our half-court defense, and we need to be able to get some key stops. And especially if we're not going to score the basketball, we need to come back down the court and get a stop and not let a team pull away from us and get two or three baskets in a row. So, you know, that's the thing that we're going to try to create some easy opportunities and hopefully be able to put a little pressure on their guards.
Yeah, Coach, how's the health of the team doing? I know you guys are banged up, but you had mentioned that they should be all back.
Yeah, we're getting back, actually. Taylor Williams is going to dress out tonight for the first time. She was released, so she will Be in uniform tonight. How much action she sees will still be to kind of determine. She practiced for the first time yesterday and felt fairly well afterwards. But, again, she's been out for quite a while, so it's going to take a little bit to get her back. But everybody else is in pretty good shape. We Sierra Frazier went down with an ankle injury yesterday, and she's kind of one of our subs that come in. But, we haven't talked to her yet today, so we'll see how she's doing come here in about an hour and see if she's ready to go or not.
Yeah, what are some of the challenges as a coach that you might face when you have a player that comes back from a serious injury in terms of trying to ease her back into games?
Well, it's fighting the urge of wanting to use her right away and get her in there for our shooting and her offensive ability. And she's smart with the basketball and helps us get in our stuff. So, we've got to try to ease her into it. And it would have been great to have two or three more practices before this game. So we'll kind of see how it goes. And I'm sure I'll probably give her a little bit of a chance, but we'll try to be cautious with that.
Yeah, and talking about Taylor on several occasions throughout this year, you mentioned how good of a shooter she is from the three-point line. And that was something a couple weeks ago you had mentioned you'd like to see get a little bit better. So how nice will it be once she's back at full health to add that kind of threat from the three-point line?
And that'll be the thing for her, not to try to do too much and not to try to force the shots and let them come as the offense brings it. But, it's going to be good to have that option in. And, it spreads the defense out a little bit and allows some of our other players maybe a little more space to get to the basket. And especially our setup and our spacing, it should help us having that other shooter out there.
Mm-hmm. And then how great was it to have Grady back this weekend with all the intangibles that she brings?
We started Grady back in the starting lineup in the Missouri Baptist game. We didn't the first night. And, you could see she was a little bit rusty that first game. But, it just gives us another dimension that we have with her in there. And some of her things that she does kind of goes a little bit unnoticed. But, she's a longer guard and gets some key rebounds, and there's another person that can handle the ball for us a little bit. And again, that first game back into Arkansas Baptist, she was trying to get back in the swing of things, and then they had all the pressure on us. So she didn't quite probably play up to her standards, what she thought, but, she did a lot better job in the Missouri Baptist game, and I think she'll be back and get better as we go along here.
Coach, almost 10 games into the season, well, I guess it will be the 10th game into the season officially, minus the preseason games. And big thing that we kind of talked about before the season was the conditioning and things of that nature, making sure they're running in order to get game healthy and things of that nature. Have you seen that kind of pay off now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we still, it especially some of those players that might not be getting as many minutes have to focus on doing some things outside of practice. We can't it's that balance between going too hard and then not having legs and then pushing them a little bit. We had to push them after coming back off Thanksgiving with 5 days off. And, the day after they were kind of feeling that a little bit. But then, we had a game that Friday. So we had to balance that conditioning in there. And, I think it's paying dividends. We'll continue to work at it. We come up here and have a week off at Christmas break too. So, we'll have to balance that out.
Yeah, Coach, part of those injuries, though, you kind of had an opportunity to see some of the depth play and get a little more minutes. Now Tanner Bencomo kind of stepped up playing, Tyra Bonner as well, same with kind of Irene. So what types of things did you see from them?
Well, Tyra got some major minutes for us down this past weekend, and defensively she just brings a lot to the table, and we're trying to work on our offensive skills and handling the ball and being able to kind of get us into our offense a little bit. But She did a lot better. You could tell she's closer to 100%, and that gives us just another kind of person out there that can create some havoc on our press and actually get after a point guard on the other team and really put the pressure on them. So we're anxious that she's kind of back and giving us that angle a little bit. So, and Tanner's kind of stepped up with handling it, and she's played like we know she can here. And she needs to be able to get us into the offense and knock down a key three-point shot when it comes back. But, defensively, she stays after. It's a player that doesn't give up and keeps going after things and gets her hands on a lot of basketballs that way. So.
Yeah, and Coach, you guys suffered a little bit of that losing streak down in the stretch. You get back in the win column on Saturday. Just how important is it to kind of keep things rolling into the next break?
We need to play well tonight, especially at home. We've got to protect our home court and try to get that win. you know, because they're hard to come by. I mean, the schedule is pretty tough, and especially once we get into region play. So, you know, we need to win at home and develop that confidence. So going into second semester, we feel like when somebody comes to our field house here that we've got the upper hand. So, you know, it's a lot of developing that confidence. So that's kind of the key.
Awesome. Hey, Coach Jarvis, thanks very much for your time. Looking forward. I'll chat with you a little bit before the game.
Great.
As well.
Thanks, Will.
That's the head coach of the Jeffco women's basketball team, Coach Steve Jarvis, joining us here on the Viking Voices show. We will have that game for you coming up in about an hour and a half or so as the Vikings take on Southwestern Illinois College. Coming up, tip-off scheduled for 6:30. I'll be on the call on that. Remember, if you missed this Viking Voices show edition or you tuned in late, don't worry. You can listen back to it online at MIMOinfo.com. We'll get that posted up for you to play that back so you don't have to miss a beat of the Jefferson College action. Thanks to Madeline Gilbert for helping out back at the studio. She'll have your news coming up right after the 5 o'clock hour here on 1400 KJF.